Till Many of the Orchard by L.M. Montgomery. Dedication. To my cousin, Beatrice A. McIntyre, this book is affectionately dedicated. Chapter 1. The Thoughts of Youth. The sunshine of a day in early spring, honey pale and honey sweet, was showering over the red brick buildings of Queensley College and the grounds about them, throwing through the bare budding maples and elms delicate, evasive etchings of gold and brown on the paths, and coaxing into life the daffodils that were peering greenly and perkily up under the windows of the co-ed's dressing room. A young April wind, as fresh and sweet as if it had been blowing over the fields of memory instead of through dingy streets, was purring in the treetops and whipping the loose tendrils of the ivy network which covered the front of the main building. It was a wind that sang of many things, but what it sang to each listener was only what was in that listener's heart. To the college students who had just been capped and diplomed by Old Charlie, the grave president of Queensley, in the presence of an admiring throng of parents and sisters, sweethearts and friends, it sang, perchance, of glad hope and shining success and high achievement. It sang of the dreams of youth that may never be quite fulfilled, but are well worth the dreaming for all that. God help the man who has never known such dreams, who, as he leaves his alma mater, is not already rich in aerial castles, the proprietor of many a spacious estate in Spain. He has missed his birthright. The crowd streamed out of the entrance hall and scattered.